It's really important for human beings to be able to relate awareness and the powers of awareness to their own experience. So if their own experience isn't related to the powers of awareness in some way, then there's no way that it could ever be understood. And so in the teachings, the Power of Wisdom series of teachings, including this teaching, and also the Basic State and all of the other teachings, all of these aspects of awareness are refined and honed so that it's perfectly clear. And as it has been stated over and over again, it isn't really trying to figure out what the words mean that's important about these texts. It's the instinctive realization that they transmit. And so the meaning of the words is what is important, the instinctive realization of the meaning of the words. In the addiction to reification, then the exact definition of every word is required to be understood. And there is a constant compulsive, obsessive need to define every single word and to reify every single phenomena. And when we're trying to reify every single phenomenon, then there's nothing but confusion and tension, even if we've tricked ourselves into believing that we're not confused or tense. And so the most important of all the undertakings that one can undertake in life is to become completely familiar with the basic state of awareness, to have instinctive confidence in that. And that instinctive confidence comes about only by the power of instinctive recognition, the instinctive recognition that all the labels that refer to everything spontaneously release with nothing needing to be done. The label does not verify that any phenomenon exists in its own right. And when we have an idea of intelligence being the accumulation of knowledge or the ability to accumulate knowledge, then we are so far off base what intelligence really is. We have no idea what intelligence really is. Intelligence is synonymous with awareness, and it has nothing to do with reification. It has complete mastery over all reifications. It has complete mastery over all phenomena. So the least of all intelligence is the kind of intelligence that relies on the necessity to reify phenomena. The accumulation of knowledge or the ability to accumulate knowledge are usually what is used to determine a person's intelligence. However, that understanding of intelligence is very incomplete. It's very incomplete. It lacks understanding of the nature of existence. Basic knowledge is the instinctive knowledge of the basic state. And the simplicity of that is so radical that it is easy to overlook, due to the addiction to complexity, the addiction to reifying everything as though it has an independent nature, to reifying phenomena as though they have some kind of influence or significance of their own that is due to their label. The kinds of innovation that we need in human society today to solve the very grave problems that are facing us, they can't possibly come about based on intelligence that relies on the accumulation of a knowledge or the ability to accumulate knowledge. So no matter how smart people think they are, if they do not have the basic knowledge of the basic state as their basis for life, as their basis for perception, then they're just really in a state of confusion and turmoil, even though they may think they're really smart and they're innovating at warp speed or whatever it is, without complete instinctive conviction in the basic state, there is no true intelligence. So you see, there isn't anything that is more important to human beings today. Our very survival depends upon our ability to understand the nature of our own existence. In many arenas of human life today, we're completely lost in innovation for the sake of innovation, rather than innovation for the sake of benefiting the planet and its inhabitants. Innovation for the sake of benefiting the entire cosmos and beyond, everything whatsoever contained inseparably, indivisibly within the basic state. In our life, there is no commitment we can make that is any more important than this. No matter what kind of commitments we've made, this is the zenith of all commitments, because without it, we have no understanding of who we truly are. Instinctive recognition is not an intellectual pursuit. It isn't yet another form of knowledge that we need to accumulate. It's instinctive, it's innate, it's inherent. It's clear that this is already the case, so it's simply our acknowledgement of it in a way that is entirely instinctive. In other words, it doesn't require thought or reasoning. We just know that it's the case. And so we could say that the more clearly we know that that is the case, the less subject we are to being all caught up in the labels that describe everything. When we understand the nature of existence, then the labels are incomplete without the recognition of their basic state. The labels are absolutely incomplete without recognition of the basic state. Now, the nature of our own mind, which is synonymous with awareness, the nature of our own perfect intelligence, which is synonymous with awareness, is clear, pure, and transparent, like sunlight filling space. And the lucidity, the hyperlucency and hyperclarity of this awareness is always present. It would be impossible to have any perception whatsoever without the hyperlucency, the hyperclarity of awareness. It is this hyperclarity that fuels all perceptions, and that is unavoidable. There's no way for there to be a perception of anything without this hyper clarity. This is the clarity of our very own mind. And whether you call it mind or awareness or perfect intelligence or the basic state, they're all synonymous. In fact, all words are synonymous. All labels and everything they describe, they're all synonymous. So we could say that awareness or the basic state is the symbol that everything can be reduced to. It's the element, the essential element that everything can be reduced to. if we want to keep scampering around, just scampering after all the word games, filling up our minds with all kinds of ideas that insist that all these labels have an independent nature, significance, influence, and power of their own. If we keep persisting in that, then we never really find out what life is all about. So it's really important to be absolutely clear, absolutely, totally clear about the nature of your own perceptions. And like I said, this is simple. It's so simple that it isn't recognized. And what does that mean? It's so simple that it isn't recognized. It's simple because it's naturally present in every single thought, emotion, sensation, or experience. It is what fuels every thought, emotion, sensation, and experience. So it's simple in that way. And it's simple in that it is pure clarity, absolutely, perfectly pure clarity that is naturally present in every thought, emotion, sensation, and experience. It isn't recognized because of the penchant to ignore it. It isn't recognized because we simply don't know that it is. And once we hear that it is something that can be true in our own life, that we can have clarity awareness at all times, then we tend to overcomplicate it. We think it has to be complicated if it's so good. But this is just more of the same. So this absolute simplicity is really important. And the absolute simplicity of the instinctive recognition of awareness comes about only in two ways. One is simply upon hearing about it or understanding it, it is sparked. Or by the power of short moments of awareness repeated many times, awareness becomes continuous at all times. So this is it. The method is very simple. We could say that the method is very simple. The skillful means, so utterly simple. Nothing complicated whatsoever. Just like the sky is completely uncomplicated by anything. If we take a piece of sky, it's not separate from sky. If we draw a circle around the part of the sky, it's never separate from the sky. That's impossible. And even if we say, oh, look it, I drew that circle in the sky, and that's my piece of the sky, there never is a piece of the sky. It's always indivisible, always inseparable from itself. And so you see, the clear, pure, transparent nature of awareness is just like that. Clear and indivisible, transparent, pure. Pure means that it's free of anything of a different kind. Awareness, the basic state, is always free of anything of a different kind. The basic state of awareness is free of anything of a different kind. There are no other kinds in it. And whatever appears in it is itself, so whatever appears couldn't possibly affect it because it is only itself. It's never made into any of the things that labels impute or imply. And so no matter how dazzling we believe our inventions are and our technological and scientific innovations, we really know nothing about what we could be accomplishing until we really instinctively recognize all accomplishing awareness. Unless we understand that the basic state is what vitalizes all frames of reference, all points of view, all perceptions, we can't possibly really know what's going on, can we? So you see, this is key. This is very important. In the most fundamental of all ways, it's important to our daily happiness. That itself would be a radical innovation for most people's lives, wouldn't it? To have happiness and well-being all day long, every day, no matter what was going on emotionally, mentally, or physically, no matter what was going on in experience, to enjoy complete stability, perfect insight into the nature of the moment, the skill to easily and comfortably go from moment to moment. This alone would be more radical than any of our innovations. Much more radical than the internet or the World Wide Web or anything. The far reaches that we've accomplished in artificial intelligence, much more radically innovative than that. Exponentially innovative, beyond that, way beyond that. Affording solutions to problems that are equal to its power and energy, that are no longer bogged down in accumulating facts as the basis of intelligence. How did we ever decide that the ability to accumulate facts is the basis of intelligence? How did we ever decide that that's what a high IQ is? The intelligence quotient is the basic state. And instinctive recognition of the basic state in all of one's experience day and night is truly gifted intelligence. It's truly superior ability. It's extremely profound intelligence, beyond anything that an IQ test can measure. So far beyond that. IQ tests measure kindergarten knowledge, really, when compared to the perfect intelligence of the basic state. We may think we're oh so bright and our intelligence has been measured by an IQ test, and it says thus and so about us. However, we're completely missing the boat, and we don't even know it. Even if we have those incredible abilities that are related to the accumulation of facts and seeing parallels between systems, we don't know anything if we don't know the basis of that intelligence. If we don't know that the basic state is the perfect intelligence at the basis of all intelligence, then we're really chasing our tail. Complete knowledge, super complete knowledge, is intuitive, instinctive knowledge of the basic state.